My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, yesterday we heard that Jesus was nearing Jerusalem and seeing the beautiful, splendid city, he wept, not only cry, upon seeing that this city will be destroyed later because they did not heed the visitation of the Lord. Today, Jesus is now in Jerusalem. He is now in the temple. My dear brothers and sisters, the Jerusalem temple stands at the center of the Jews' national consciousness. Pilgrimages are done here, especially during the pilgrim seasons or feast of Passover, Pentecost, and Booths. It is a house of prayer where sacrifices are offered. There are porticos where rabbis teach their disciples. And during this visit in Jerusalem for the Passover festival, Jesus also teaches in the temple area. But before that, he cleanses the area of these selling things because they turn the holy place into a den of thieves. My dear brothers and sisters, the incredible courage of Jesus leaps from the gospel, and it explodes brilliantly like a burst of fireworks against a night sky. When Jesus walked into the temple that day, he knew there was a price on his head. If there was ever a day he should have played it cool, this was it. But Jesus picked this day to accuse certain righteous and religious leaders of Israel of gross neglect. They had allowed the house of God to become the house of thieves. And this angers the chief priests and other prominent leaders, for the merchants sell things needed for the sacrifice. Do the Pharisees and the chief priests also feel alluded to among the thieves? Anyhow, they seek out to put Jesus to death, but cannot do so since at this point people are hanging to the words of the rabbi from Nazareth. My dear brothers and sisters, the courage of Jesus is not just something for us to admire. It is something for us to imitate. The question for us today is this: what is one of the most courageous things we've done for our faith? The men whose feast we celebrate today died for their courage to proclaim their faith. They died as martyrs. There is a saying, and I quote, "Some men die by sharp nail, and some go down in flames, but most men perish inch by inch, playing a little game." Amen.